Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Engineer, with me as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Now look, we got a couple things to cover this hour. We may connect with Megan Cook today, who is the Our World Underwater 2012 scholarship winner. She is traveling the world as a diver on an internship, traveling around the world, and I believe she's in Catalina Island today. So we are going to try to connect with her today. She just texted me and said that she looks like she is going to be available. So Megan may be joining us in just a bit. And you know, she's on kind of like this worldwide tour, not only learning about the dive industry by going to different places and experiencing it for herself, but she's also in the process becoming an ambassador for diving, which is good. You know, we need to share our love of diving. I think that is part of the responsibility you kind of take on once you become a diver after a certain level. Maybe, you know, maybe not so much when you're first learning to dive as an open water diver, but once you become an advanced diver and start doing it for a while, and, you know, you want to share what you see underwater with the world. And we want to have other people have this, you know, share this experience as well, whether they're your dive buddy or just give them the opportunity to try it as well. I think there's, you know, that's part of the process as you grow as a scuba diver. Are you with me on this, Jimmy?
Absolutely, Greg. Absolutely.
It's all about sharing the love of diving. You like it. Why not share this with your friends? That's what friends are for, you know?
Every time I go with you guys out on a cruise or a dive, live aboard, I post the pictures on my Facebook, Twitter. I always get lots of positive feedback from my friends that really, you're like, hey, how can I get involved? And I've got four or five friends now that dive.
Right. And how you do this is what may set you apart from other divers. And, you know, we do this, obviously, with Scuba Radio every week. So that's kind of what I do a little bit, I guess you could say. However, we're always on the lookout to recognize people that are doing this. And one of them we're going to have on the show possibly next week is someone who's been catching my eye on Facebook. I don't know how they became a friend of Scuba Radio, but, you know, Facebook, you know this person. Next thing you know, you're friends with this person, that person. But
I have a theory it was an accident.
You think it was an accident?
Yeah, possibly. Nobody's going to log on to Facebook, type in Scuba Radio, all one word, find the radio show, click like, and then find out about the show every week, get pictures all the time.
Yeah.
No one's going to do that. That's not going to happen.
But
so
what
clearly,
happens?
Here, someone was someone left their computer on, and they left, and someone went and logged onto their computer for, you know, purposes of probably stealing money from their bank account.
Yeah,
and
maybe
when they got frustrated, they just said, well, the second worst thing I can do if I can't steal your identity is to make you a friend of Scuba Radio.
Maybe that's what it was. It was purely accidental is what you're saying.
Actually, malicious is what
maybe
I'm saying.
Okay, that could be the case, too. But anyway, there's somebody who caught our eye on Facebook. He's been posting up on the wall at Scuba Radio under the name Reef Diver. And have you seen this, Bill? Have you seen these posts from this reef diver character?
Hey, dude, man, I'm not the reefer diver, man.
No, reef diver.
Oh, reef diver. Yes, I've seen that.
Okay.
Yes.
And so reef diver obviously does not use their real name on Facebook, but posts this stuff, like this environmentally friendly thing, whether it's saving sharks or whales or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's mixed in with like these girls with sexy bikinis and all this other kind of more colorful stuff. That is obviously
sounds like
made
they get us. It sounds like they understand us.
I'm hip, they have a ton of friends.
I can't imagine why.
And Reef Diver claims to be a female. There's pictures up there. I don't know if she is or not, but we have reached out to her to find out what her story is because it's interesting. She seems to get it.
I'm terribly concerned that this is one of those to catch a predator things.
And now that's the first thing I thought.
And now there's a restraining order.
Yeah, who's that guy from Dateline NBC? Maybe it's
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, it might be it.
Yeah,
but if it is.
I recognize his fingerprints all over this.
But I tell you what, if it is, he's doing a great job promoting diving. God bless him. And but we're going to try to
Megan
get to the bottom
so
of this.
Megan is so happy she's going to be on after this.
Wow. Well, we know Megan, and we know she's legit.
She doesn't
legit.
Know us as well as she thinks she does.
And this reef diver may be legit as well. We're going to find out next week. But, hey, whatever you do to promote diving, whether it's on Facebook or traveling the world like Megan is, it's all good, and we need to recognize that. And that's why we have Megan on the radio right now. Megan, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, are you in Catalina Island, as I mentioned at the beginning there?
Yes, I just arrived.
Just arrived to do some diving, I assume, or are you just there taking a break from your world travels? What are you doing exactly, Megan?
I'm going to be doing a little bit of diving, assisting on some research projects, but the main reason I'm here is to take part in the USC Hyperbarics course. There's an EDOM course, which means Emergency Diving Accident Management, and I'm going to learn how to take care of people when they get all blown up from pressure.
Okay, so wait, you're working at the hyperbaric chamber there on Catalina Island? Is that the case? Is there one? Or
yes,
no?
Yes, there is one. It's run by USC, and it's the only 24-hour a day, 365 days a year hyperbaric center in Southern California.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. So when you were saying all that stuff, I was like, okay, it was starting to click. It was starting to, I started to remember what was going on out there. All right, so that sounds like a little bit more of a scientific project you're on right now in your worldly travels as a Our World Underwater Scholarship winner for the year. Right before that, didn't you just get back from the Bahamas, or have I been reading your Facebook stuff properly? I don't know. Was there something in between that or what?
Yes, sounds like you've been doing a good job of keeping up.
It's called stalking.
Yes, yeah, other stalking. Word, just the other guys who are jumping in there. The other word is stalking, but no, it is. I'm not stalking. I'm just.
It's gonna be a really great surprise when you call and I'm actually reef diver next week, isn't it?
That'll be great, and you will have been a genius. That was some of the best type of dive promotion I have seen. But I don't know if that's you. If that's you, God bless you. You look great in a bikini. That's all I got to say. But I'm guessing that's not you. But I'm sure you look great in a bikini anywhere. But I digress. Regardless, Megan, let's just stay focused on what you've been doing.
Focusing.
Yeah.
Focus on the Bahamas.
Yes.
I was in the Bahamas.
Man.
I did some shark feeding there. I learned to hand feed Caribbean reef sharks, which is amazing.
I bet. And you were doing that with Christina.
On my Facebook, there's some videos up. Yes, Christina Zanotto at UNEXO. She is an incredible talent in the water and out.
Yes, she
we
is.
Got to dive and work a lot together. Really, really fun.
So do you see yourself after you spend your year traveling around the world to go back to being a full-time shark wrangler? Do you did that speak or spark your interest in that particular activity more than others that you've done so far, or is it too early to say?
Still pretty early to say. I think it's really a special project because people get so worked up about sharks. You know, being a scientist, people don't get terribly excited about plankton, but sharks you can get people real excited about. And so they're a really cool tool to let people learn about the ocean in a different way. You know, people might show up for that dive scared or not being educated about sharks, and after getting to be in the water, swim around, see them swirling around, see someone hand feeding them, I think they come away with a really different message about the ocean, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely very cool. And the videos are and all that stuff are are up on your new Facebook page, which you're, don't you, didn't you set up something specifically for your travels on Facebook?
Yeah, it's Reef Diver.
No, shush. That is not you. But once again, if it is you, God bless you.
Yeah. If you look up Megan Cook, Ocean Ambassador, that's a public page so that anyone anywhere in the world can follow my videos, my photos. There aren't too many of me in a bikini yet, but, you know, never say never.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
Hey, man, if you go to Reef Diver, there's pictures of me in a bikini, man.
All right, we're talking about promoting diving, not scaring people away, Bill. Sorry
about
that,
Megan. Everybody likes the reefer diver, man.
Megan Cook, the Our World Underwater 2012.
Ocean Ambassador.
Ocean Ambassador. Just look it up on Facebook. She's probably friends with Reef Diver, but I don't think she's one and the same. I hope not.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer staff in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in
Pete? Do you want Pete?
And Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
It's a crab island rendezvous.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Man, look, Billy. Jimmy, you guys are making me out to be some kind of lech or something. That's not the case at all. Megan's a good girl. You shouldn't feed her that nonsense. I'm not stalking her. I'm just following her progress as a... It's an Our World
Megan,
Underwater.
Call the police.
What? Quit it. Just stop it. All right. So we wish her the best, though. She's in Catalina, on Catalina Island this week. And it's pretty cool what she has. Yeah, she's traveling the world as a diver and experiencing different aspects of the dive industry. And then after a year, she'll hopefully, take a course in... Or take a path as a dive industry professional in whichever one that piques her interest most. It's a pretty cool little program they do there with the Our World Underwater Scholarship as part of the Our World Underwater Dive Show in Chicago in February. All right, so, we're talking about ways to share your love of diving. She travels the world. She obviously is meeting all these people in the industry, and, she's an ocean ambassador. She's taken on that role. I think that... That just is a testament to what I was saying earlier, that once you get involved into this, there's a part of you that I think kind of kicks in that you feel
hold on.
That you should share this this love of diving with your friends and maybe become a underwater ambassador or a diving ambassador, you think?
Well, I agree with you that once you're in diving, you want to share it with other people. But
right.
there's two parts to this. Number one,
there's those people that want to keep it to themselves.
Well, let's not blow up Megan too much.
What do you mean?
Well, she is an excellent ambassador,
right?
But she did go through a competitive process to become the ambassador, and she's not paying for it.
What is your point?
My point is that she should be an excellent ambassador because she tried very hard to be able to do it, and it's kind of her gig.
Okay. Wait, so you're saying you don't like telling people about trips when you go diving?
I do like telling them,
you
but
don't go
not
enough.
Because I want them to go too. I tell them because I want them to feel badly that they didn't get to go.
All right. So there's that, like...
It's a twist of the knife, baby.
Yeah.
Just...
You know what I did? I was in the Maldives last week. What did you do?
Now,
I had to work.
There's no chance that that's not a part of your motivation.
Well, we're not talking about me.
Come in here on Saturday and you essentially say, guess what I did that I decided not to let you do?
Well, no, that isn't what I tell these stories to inspire people to follow in my fin kicks.
And while that is what you do on the air, in the studio, off the air, all you do is say,
hey, suck it!
Yeah, would have been nice had you been there, but you weren't, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just part of the... That's just like icing on the cake. You know, who said... You can have fun and you can...
have your cake and not let Bill eat it, too.
Well, yeah. There's certain people that you just you find more pleasing by just abusing.
And there is another part to this, which we haven't gotten into, but there are some people that I try not to encourage to go diving.
Like?
I know what kind of a jerk they are on the surface. I don't need them to be that kind of a jerk underwater.
I'm already a diver, Bill. It's too late.
It didn't mean you, but now that you bring it up.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks a lot.
There are some people I simply say, you know what? You probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, you're not really missing much.
Yeah, it'd be fine without you there. Mm. Yeah.
Well, maybe. You know, if you're using scuba diving as an escape, sure, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, especially when you start getting into the level of becoming a dive master, an instructor, or even advanced open water diver, you get that experience under your belt and you want to bring more people into it. You want to share some of these experiences that you've been so fortunate to experience yourself.
I'm sure.
And you know, whether that's bringing people in to the or pointing their attention towards diving, like Reef Diver has been doing on Facebook.
Hey,
which,
man, come diving, man.
I don't think she talks like that. I you know, assuming she's a woman.
She's like Reef Diver, man, but I'm like Reefer Diver, man, and I, honest to God, I'm gonna post some pictures, man, but I, like, keep forgetting.
How does that work exactly? Because I thought Facebook, I thought you actually had to use a real name, don't you? Or no? Because she's posting as Reef Diver. Can you post as anybody like that?
You know, let me explain to you how it works.
Okay.
My hand is so big. It's so big, man.
You got four fingers.
It's not as big as my face, but it's big, man.
Okay, so this is kind of an example of what it's like to be narked as a reefer diver. Is that your message, your overall message? What?
Huh?
Were you talking, man? Yeah, so, but
I thought this was a radio show, man.
Okay, so there's an example of what not to do. if you're trying to promote diving in a responsible way. But you know, like I said, Reef Diver, what she has been doing, and I, once again, I don't know, it could be Bill, who's Reef Diver. Whoever's doing it, it's great marketing.
And has access to pictures of women in bikinis.
But also environmentally thing, you know, sensitive things and issues.
Hey, we know it's not you.
Well, true. But they...
You're having a little bit of trouble.
They are drawing people's attention to the underwater world, with some amazing pictures, little diving antidote things, and you know, whales, sharks, you name
it.
I mean, she's been posting this stuff up on Facebook, and it's good. And then all of a sudden, it's mixed in with some hot girls in bikini pictures, which are like, whoa, hello. And obviously, her friend count has went up dramatically, and I'm guessing it's probably not because of the whales.
Does she have a sponsor like Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A sponsor anything?
No? I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any more chicken or anything like that. Yeah. But I don't know. You know, if that's the way you use, you know, your media or the way you reach out to people to promote and share your love of diving, hey, God bless you, I think. Yeah, why not?
I'm with you.
It's an interesting little way to go about it.
Lord knows we're interested.
We use this radio show. That's kind of what we do, and hopefully enough people listen to it and think like, yeah, I wish I could be Greg and travel the world. I mean, Bill does.
I wonder. Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely true. I do wish that I could be you. There's no question about that.
So
I wonder how many people are sitting at home wondering, gee, I wonder what Bill and Greg and Jimmy the Bubble Boy look like in bikinis.
Nah.
Well, you know, on Facebook, we could put up pretend to be, something we're not, which would be...
someone who people would want to see in a bikini. That's something we're not.
Okay.
People can just barely put up with me in a t-shirt.
Okay, picture Brad Pitt, and then think of the exact opposite. Does that paint the picture we're looking for?
I think we're getting close.
I don't know. I think we're moving farther away. But maybe that's a good thing. It'll keep us out of trouble. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Okay, so maybe you're using Facebook to promote diving. Maybe you're thinking of some bigger type event. Maybe you want to sink something in the ocean that would be a great artificial wreck for divers to dive on for years to come. Maybe you came up with this idea to make a giant horseshoe crab and sink it off the coast of New Jersey. I don't know. I like reef divers' approach more, I think. But evidently, that's what they're doing or have done. There is a sculpture of a horseshoe crab. And look at the size of this thing. This is massive. The sculpture will become
artificial... like the size of my hand. My hand can totally cover it, and it's huge.
It's going to be 2 miles off the Jersey shore. And I think it was either done this past Wednesday. I believe it was just this past week. A horseshoe crab created by some artist from Point Pleasant in Jersey, I assume that's where it is, who raised $96,000 to cover the cost of building the sculpture of this horseshoe crab. Officials hope the 47-foot-long, 25,000-pound concrete sculpture of a horseshoe crab will become a new habitat for fish off of New Jersey.
My hand is like bigger than 47 feet, man. It's huge.
This is going to be like the Stonehenge, you know, like 500 years from now.
Oh, man, we covered Stonehenge,
they had giant horseshoe
man.
Crabs back then, man. We can't even find them. They're extinct now. But they used to be 25,000 pounds and could feed an entire community for a year. Look at this thing. Have you ever seen anything like that before, Bill? Seriously?
I don't know if I have.
A giant horseshoe crab. Why would you
come up with that idea?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Where did that idea come from?
Was making a sculpture of a horseshoe crab easier than, say, I don't know, a lobster or a mermaid or a, I don't know. It's a little nutty, a little crazy, but you know, it's Jersey. What do you want? What do you want? Hey, I got your Hershey crab right here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We'll twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, there's another way you can promote diving, and that is to sing about it. That's what the Scuba Cowboy does. And there you go. That would be a great way to share your love for diving.
I am the reefer diver man. Reefer diver man. Reefer diver man.
Okay, that's enough, Bill. That's not working for me. I don't think you're going to really...
I don't get it, man.
You're not turning people on to diving by doing that. You're scaring them away. That's not the point.
Reef diver, man.
Yeah, but not reefer diver.
Come on, man.
I'm not feeling it. All right, but the Scuba Cowboy is on the line, I believe, from Colorado. How you doing, buddy?
Absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, man?
I'm great. I'm great as usual. Now, we've been talking about things people do to promote diving, and you do that through your music, right, bud?
Every day of the year.
Every day of the year.
65 days a year.
You know, we haven't shared this story in some time, but how did this start, Pup? Let's give everybody an idea how you got into this, because it was purely on a kind of a lark, wasn't it?
It was kind of accidental. I mean, I've always written songs, and I travel, as you know, everywhere with my guitar, because you've seen me dragging it everywhere across the world.
Yep.
And basically, I, like everyone else who loves to dive, would go on as many dive trips as I could a year, and of course, I would go on to the Caribbean or South Pacific, wherever, have my guitar, and I would go off by myself in the evenings and just kind of sit on the beach and do my little songwriting and play songs and stuff, and pretty soon a little crowd started coming around me, and they all said, "Wow, that's a really nice song. Where'd that come from?" I said, "Oh, I wrote that. Oh, what about that other one? I wrote all these songs. These are all mine." And they said, "You know what you ought to do? You ought to write songs about scuba diving." And so I said, "Wow, you think so?"
Yeah.
They said, "Yeah, that'd be great. And we'd buy a CD." And so pretty soon I started taking down names, and I literally had like 300 CDs sold before I even had the first album written. So.
Yeah, you gotta love that. So you know,
it was wonderful. It was like, wow, here's a natural thing, and then it just worked. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, I had already heard of you, and I know you had heard of me, and introductions happened, and we just hit it off great, and the traveling started, and it's just been just a blast ever since.
Yes, well, yeah, I had heard of you. You had heard to avoid me, but yeah,
exactly.
Eventually we synced up anyway. And combined forces. So now we have some of Pup's music that you hear on Scuba Radio all the time. And he travels with us, brings his guitar, entertains the folks, like we're going to do in the Turks and Caicos for your first liveaboard cruise in October, right? Are you excited for that or what?
I am so excited. You have no idea. I'm absolutely getting some new gear and, you know, getting ready for some stuff. Got some new songs I'm going to roll out for you guys on the boat, since obviously you're going to be listening, and I'm assuming you're going to bring some shakers or something, because I know you always want to get on the musical thing, too. If you have a guitar, even, you'll play with me. It's just a matter of whether you got room to bring it.
Yes, well, we'll bring something to shake or something to hit on or what. And I'm not talking about the mermaids, we'll have a couple of those. They may be shaking and getting hit on, too, but that's a whole other issue. Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to do the Turks and Caicos Explore to Liveaboard once again. The Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're going to have the folks from Divers Alert Network on board, Dan and Betty Hoare, and of course Scuba Cowboy, our mermaids. And don't forget that Tuesday, July 31st, is the absolute cutoff date. There at midnight, at the end of the day on the 31st. That's your deadline to get in to register to win a free spot on that trip off for October 6th All you got to do is like us on Facebook for Scuba Radio. And if you like Explore Ventures and Divers Alert Network, you can get three chances to win that spot that we'll announce. I think we'll announce it next Saturday on the show.
And that is why you see I'm wearing these pants today, because you told me the cutoff day was coming. So I'm wearing these cutoffs, these Daisy Dukes right here, right now, right straight through to the 31st.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Well,
you're in the studio and Bill has cutoffs. I'm sorry.
You feel my pain.
I feel your pain.
Well, you can almost feel mine with these shorts on. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't look very comfortable.
I've heard tales of white lightning, something about his legs, but I don't really know exactly what that was.
There's a heck of a lot of chafing going on. That could be a song. I don't know.
That could be. I mean, you know, the last time you said something really funny to me, what did I say? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to write that in a song.
Well, that was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a long time ago.
But I told you it was coming out in a song. And actually, you know, that one gets spun a lot on Beachfront Radio. I don't know if you ever listened to them.
No, which one are you talking about? Which one?
Can you loan me a liver?
Oh, can I borrow your liver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, things come out every once in a while. That
you were almost unconscious when you said that, so I can understand you not remembering right off the bat.
Well, you know, it really was. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was actually,
that does explain a lot.
I was asking a question.
I know you were dead serious, but to me, it was quite hilarious because it was, you know, 2 a.m. plus in Grenada, and we were all, it was actually Fish Friday. I don't know if you remember. It was after Fish Friday.
Yeah, I remember it like it was.
We all had lots of fish and then lots of different kind of alcohols after that, and that's about all I remember. I remember trying to keep a close eye on all the mermaids because the police and everybody else were trying to pick them up, and I was just trying to herd them. And
where the hell was I? I don't remember any of this.
Bar and said, "Hey, pup, can I borrow your liver, man?"
lies. If I don't remember it, it never happened. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I remember it very well. In fact, it's forever a part of history now. With the
it's immortalized in song. It is indeed. Yeah, and you can get that at the scubacowboy.com. Go there. Also, you've just finished up working on your latest Trop Rock album, right?
I did. It's my first Trop Rock album, which I've been really excited about, and I've been working on for quite a while, but I'll be honest with you, I kind of held on to it a little bit longer than what I was planning because it's my very first one in that arena, and I want it to be an absolute over-the-top smash. And, of course, we went and saw our buddy, Human Newman. He loved it. Everybody that's looked at it, listened to it, touched it, has loved it. And it is literally at the manufacturer, and I should have it back in about 2.5 weeks. So I'm going to start releasing it to the radio stations this week.
Very nice. And, of course, we'll get a few cuts of that and play them right here
on
the big
show. You'll get the whole album, yeah. I'll upload on the website and send you a download, and you can grab the whole thing. It's called Drunk Tales and Pirate Sales. There's another really good guy tune on there. That's actually the title track, Drunken Tales and Pirate Sales.
Nice.
You should listen to that one. That'll hit home with you.
I don't know
about, you know, I've had a few shipwrecks, but I call them ex-wives. You know, surrender the booty was my favorite game. All the good phrases.
Yeah, I remember that game vaguely.
Yeah, exactly. See, every guy does. That's why I had to write that song. Every guy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say not every guy does.
Wait,
no,
I don't want to know about this.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Yeah, we don't need to. But
that's,
you know,
we go there.
It all goes back to sharing your love of diving, and you know, you've combined your love of music and diving together a little bit, and mixed the two together, and it's a good combo. But you feel
it's wonderful.
A little bit of responsibility to do that once you become a diver. You're with me on this, right, Pup?
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how many people I talk to diving all the time. I mean, people always ask questions, is it hard, is it physically challenging, all this kind of stuff and what have you, and I always, always promote diving. I tell them, honestly, my opinion, it's the closest thing to flying you'll ever have on this planet, because you are truly weightless. When you are dumb enough to actually jump out of an airplane, you're just falling really fast. That's not the same. When you're diving, you are truly weightless, and it's basically like flying, and it's spiritual to some degree. It's a great feeling. Nothing compares to it in the world, and we're a very small group of people, which makes us all the more elite.
Hey,
like
man,
the way you think. What?
That's totally what I was gonna say.
Oh boy, great!
Reefer Diver, man, check me out, man. Reefer Diver. It's just like flying.
Yeah, okay. You know, I mentioned
this. He's been down to Colorado Springs, maybe at the dispensaries a couple of times.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, I told him about this reef diver person on Facebook.
Reefer diver, man.
Bill's trying to take it into a different thing that I think is way off course of where we're going or even what they were doing. But I don't know. It might connect with some folks. You never know.
You never know, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Pup. Well, thanks for checking in, and we look forward to seeing some of that new Trop Rock music here in the next week or two, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds good, and can't wait till Turks and Caicos. Looking forward to it. As always, keep listening to Scuba Radio.
Well, thank you. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Yes, we be getting down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, here's a few other things that I think people have done, you know, good or bad. You know, I'm not a big fan of the giant horseshoe crab off the coast of Jersey. Don't really get the point of that, but hey, I guess it's better than nothing. This one might be in that category. A company has started making sleeping bags that look like sharks. Look at this, Bill. Actually, Dennis, who's going to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us, emailed a picture of this sleeping bag to me and said, should I bring this to the Turks and Caicos to sleep in when we're on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2?
This is what you buy a child that you think sleeps too much.
$200 for this.
You make it so they never sleep again.
$200. It basically makes you look like you're sleeping in the mouths of a great white shark. It's interesting looking.
There's another word in the English, and I don't know. I mean, sometimes I exercise my vocabulary too much on this show. Okay. But I want to use another word which I think better sums up this shark-shaped sleeping bag that costs $200.
Yeah, well, how?
Stupid!
Oh!
It's stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
That was four words.
No, it was not. It was a word.
Oh, times four.
Yes.
Okay. I would have to agree with you on that one.
That's just a dumb, dumb, dumb thing.
Just somebody with too much time on their hands. Like us. Anyway, by the way, going back to music, like the Scuba Cowboy.
Right. Yes.
The original Scuba Parody King, as far as I'm concerned, is who? Who do you think that is?
Okay. I think you and I may disagree on this choice.
Yeah? Why?
But I believe the original Scuba Parody King.
Yeah.
Is you.
No, no.
Yes.
Before me, before everybody, was the Barefoot Man in the Cayman Islands. The Scooba-Doo CD. It's just a CD of songs written by a diver for divers. It's hilarious, even after, God, I don't know, 25 years now. The CD is still...
I think you're underestimating how old you are.
Well, I'm all, yeah. But it inspired me. But
we all listen to Scuba Radio.
Think
about that.
The Scooba-Doo album. Look that up because it's now available on iTunes. Finally, after all these years, Barefoot Man has gone high-tech and made his music available on iTunes. And look it up. Scooba-Doo. Scooba-Doo album. Type it into iTunes. Buy it. You will thank me later. It is too funny. And even though it's a little dated, it's still quite entertaining and will amuse you for hours. For the diver on your list, definitely a great gift to consider. All right, so other ways to share your love of diving. Here's one. You could do a radio show, but that's already been taken.
Yes, we got that covered. Thank you anyway.
But you know, it never fails to amaze me. You know, how people will contact us and ask us about what we do. And as the world gets smaller because of things like the internet, iTunes, and, you know, people are listening to Scuba Radio on a podcast in the Ukraine or Japan or whatever.
Right.
How about, let's see, these folks are from, or this guy's from Scandinavia. A diving hot spot, I guess. I don't know if it is or not.
Diving cold spot.
Maybe. But I got a email from Mickey. I guess that's...
Oh, Mickey!
Mickey!
Huh? Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey!
So,
hey, Mickey!
He emailed me and said, hi, my name is Mike. But
okay.
He spells it Mickey, and he signs it Mickey, but he, you know, I think it's just, you know, it's one of those Scandinavian things they do. I work at a scuba site in the UK that's supposedly the largest scuba community in Scandinavia.
Wait a second. In the UK? Scandinavia? What?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. A scuba site in Scandinavia that is the largest scuba community in Scandinavia. There's 27 of us. No, I don't know. I'm joking. I added that part. But I'm going to be in New York in August and was wondering if it was possible for me to visit you and write an article about your work. Now that I think about it, this may have nothing to do with Scuba Radio. He may want to, you know, do a little review of my yard work, my landscaping. No, it's for Scuba Radio. I think that many of our readers would find it interesting. I think that's a Scandinavian thing, too, because we don't have anything like your radio station in Scandinavia. There's a reason for that.
We just barely have anything like it here.
Yes, exactly. But when I told him he's going to be in New York, I said, well, we're in Orlando, Florida. That's where we're based out of here for Scuba Radio. And he goes, okay, well, never mind. I told him, I said, well, look, maybe we can just Skype. I'd like to know about the diving in Scandinavia. That'd be a new, it'd be a place we haven't been. I haven't heard about the diving that they have that and, you know, have there in that part of the
world.
Screw
you, he said.
I would like to be a part of the Scandinavian diving community. And yes, he said, maybe another time.
He said, you know what? If it's going to be a hassle to get a hold of you, I've got this reefer diver guy, and he says he's available, so I'll talk with him.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it was. So I just didn't respond back to him properly, evidently. I offered to interview him on Scuba Radio, but no!
Not good enough. Not
you would think,
good enough,
you would
Mr.
Think,
Scandy Man.
A guy named Mickey would have no problem visiting Orlando, Florida. Anyway.
Moving forward.
Excuse me. All right, well, yeah, that'll have to do it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter, man.
Yeah, it's just not working for me. Good night, everybody. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. I'm the one.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.